there are myriad exploitative, extractive, pick your negative adjective kind of applications of these type of technologies too, for surveillance purposes, for policing, for given your work on borders and migration, thinking about how to determine the fit of particular asylum seekers, for instance, to assess the veracity of a claim for migration or asylum seeking, which is something that I know that several folks are writing about and that Lawrence Abu Hamdan's artwork is addressing. So there are lots of contexts: aggression detection, gunfire detection. We could go on, but these are the ones that are coming immediately to mind right now. But yes, there are myriad cases that are not just even speculative applications that are actually in practice right now today and are doing harm. Even things that feel benevolent or kind of innocuous, like voice assistance. This is something I think some of the other folks you're going to be including in your curriculum, like Xiaocheng Li, you're talking about, is the default, the training set for a voice assistant involves so many kind of acoustic assumptions, which naturalizes or normalizes certain voices and renders anyone with an accent, for instance, often kind of communities of color, rendered inaudible to the machine. Which makes perfectly functional bodies feel aberrant. And the whole politics of disability that are woven into a lot of assistive technologies as well. So these, again, are things that are framed as being benevolent applications of the technology that have perhaps, in some cases, unintended or maybe Trojan horse kind of type of more nefarious dimensions or applications on the flip side.